This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, let's head on down to Shell Beach. Let's talk to a returning Robbie Campo. We want to thank Glenn Sanchez. Did a great job of filling in for Robbie, as he does when Robbie goes around the world traveling to get those turkeys. Robbie, Miriam Turkey, successful trip. Tell us about it.
Well, Don, I went on to the Rosebud Indian Reservation in Gregory, South Dakota. We tagged out. Everybody that was there tagged out. So we had a successful trip while I was there. My guide, my Indian guide or native guide, whoever, however you want to say it, they call themselves Indians. We got to meet his daughter-in-law, Miss Melissa Bachman from Winchester, Deadly Passions. Very, very nice people. I mean, it was just everything was just so great up there. If anyone wants to do that, Rosebud Indian Reservation, turkey hunt for Miriam's, I would suggest you call them. They just a bunch of fine folks, man. And you, I tell you, they put you on some birds, and they work really hard to make it happen for you. You know, so I finished my Grand Slam plus two this year. I have so I got six birds for the season. I'm pretty much done now, Don. I know turkey season in a lot of places are just starting, but you know, I'm back at work, and we got fish to catch. One thing I wanted to tell you, Don, this morning that you might want to just keep mentioning throughout the morning, as the 510 bridge is closed, coming Paris Road, as we know, as the Green Bridge is closed coming into Chalmette. It will be closed until 5 o'clock Monday morning. You're going to have to come in through the alternate route through North Robinson. You have to get off at either Franklin or Elysian Fields for my North Shore guys, or if you're coming across the causeway, you'll have to do the same thing. You know, they're doing repairs to the bridge, which has been badly needed for a very long time. And I guess they needed to close it to do what they needed to do. So again, that will be closed until Monday morning at 5 o'clock. But far as fishing goes, Don, it has been off the chain. If you're fishing red snappers, it's been great. If you're fishing redfish and along the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, it's been great. We've been seeing some nice speckled trout coming across the table over here on the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, right up the ship channel here by LaBeouf's Cut on the backside of the dam. The Long Rocks has just been on fire, and the edges of the Biloxi Marsh and BLY has been really well. You know, you've been doing really well in there also. Live shrimp has been the ticket, and these fish are just eating up. Springtime is here. No better time to get fishing than now. So, you know, if you have all your other hunting out the way and you're ready to start fishing, and you're coming down to St. Bernard Parish, make sure you hook the left at the bridge and come on and see us at Campos, because we're here, we're waiting on you, and we want you to go fishing to have some fun.
Yes, indeed. Now, today is going to be a much better day than tomorrow. That frontal system's going to be passing through, wind switching around, high winds, probably some dirty water. So if you're going to be getting out, try to do it today. Robbie, I think that's worth repeating about the 510, the Green Bridge being closed. A lot of people are going to be surprised, and it's going to delay their trip if they plan on crossing it, so they do have to take that alternate route. But one thing I want to caution fishermen traveling through that North Robertson area, that can be a dangerous part of town. And you know, if you got to stop at lights, keep your head on a swivel, and if you need to, just keep going. Okay, just tell them Don Dubuque told you it was okay. Actually, I've heard
I said
NOPD has actually told people about that.
Yeah, you know, you just pull up to the light, and if it's nobody coming, just keep going. So That's what I do. I mean, yeah, you know, I don't want to get carjacked or have my pole stolen. I've heard some horror stories from people that's been on that route before. It's like a war zone in there. So just be careful, people, and get down here safe. And we'll see you when you get here, and we'll have you ready. We'll get you parked, and we'll get you in the water, and we'll get you going.
Sounds like a plan. Now, that's going to be Monday. It'll be reopened, right?
Yes, sir, at 5 o'clock Monday morning.
All right, very good. Robbie, thanks for the report. Congratulations on your slam, my friend. You do a great job of time management, man. You know how to use the clock.
Yeah, well, I try to, Don. You know, it's a lot of driving. 20 hours to South Dakota is a long drive. At the end of the day, it's all worth it. And to hang out with good people and have a great time. You know, look, Don, we're only here if you live to be 100, it's just a short while. So, I mean, might as well enjoy it while you're here and make things happen while you're doing it. And, you know, memories to last a very long, long time.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a great bonus getting to meet Melissa Bachman. I've met Melissa, and boy, what a great lady she is. One of the best huntresses you'll ever run across.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was an absolute pleasure to be able to, she opened her front door and said, hey, come on in, come see our house, you know, and they got a beautiful home. So, they got all these big old elks and red stags and deer and bear and, you know, anything that you could think about somebody killing, she's got it mounted in her house. So it was definitely worth going over there to see and, you know, hang out with her, hang out with these people for a while. It was truly a blessing, I feel like, anyway, because I've watched on TV for so many years, and finally get to meet somebody like that is just incredible.
Yes, it is. Robbie, thanks for the report. Have a great day down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo. He's at Campo Marina, Shell Beach. Stop by and see him.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.